reflecting on Sesshin practice, in a way we can say there's two aspects of Sesshin practice. Of course, there's myriad aspects and myriad facets. But for this evening, I want to look at it from the perspective of two different aspects. There's the process of Sesshin practice and the craft of Sesshin practice. Process is a combination of forms, activities, supports, of course, this is interwoven, interpenetrated in the craft of Sesshin practice. But talking about it in particular, the process of Sesshin practice when we're doing it for the most part on Zoom with several people in the Zendo is different than all of us being together in the Zendo. And some of the significant differences is that the usual Sesshin precautions, not looking around, not talking, not engaging in social courtesies, if we use that kind of word, isn't appropriate when we are scattered in these ways, because they need to be adapted to the circumstances of our life and to the fact that we are responsible for creating much of the circumstances, the container of our Sesshin practice, because we don't have the Zendo, the Zen Center, the forms of Sesshin that usually contain support and nurture Sesshin practice. So we have to create them for ourselves, or I should say, we transform the forms of our life, the containers of our life, to function as Sesshin nurturers and supports. How we do it depends on our life, depends on where and how we live, and who else is part of our daily lives. So this is something that we all need to reflect on. We, I'm sure, have all done some of this, but it's going to also be an ongoing process of seeing what works as the Sesshin practice process, where we live, who we live with, what other activities we need to do, from the most simple ones, such as arranging for food, sleeping, heat, adjusting lights, and all sorts of other things, to more, I'll say, complex ones that have to do with who else is in our life and how being with them is part of our Sesshin, whether they are part of the Sesshin, whether they do anything different or not. But for us, they are part of our Sesshin support. And how that manifests depends on our sensitivity our willingness to see what's called for and to adjust what's called for, to make the process of sashi, the process of eating and sleeping and walking and resting and cleaning and all the other things that we do in daily life, that process of sashin, to be a sashin practice. I don't mean to be something unusual or special, but rather to support us in this practice of, we use the word touching mind, if we use the word collective mind, if we use the word mind practice. So usually the supports of our eating, to pick one form, one aspect, have to do with our orioki, have to do with the kitchen and the tenzo practice and all the rest. In this session, it is in your kitchen, your bowls, your activities, your refrigerator, your whole circumstances. So that's something that requires preparation. Obviously, you've all made some preparation, but also requires ongoing adjustment. Those who prepare your food, those who serve your food, those who clean up for you. Or if there isn't those, it's you preparing your food, you cleaning up. And maybe you're also preparing food for others. So this is the process of the session in the sense that it's the container of all the activities. And it's important for us to know that they are our Dharma supports. And yet it's up to us to enlist them and to be nurtured by them as we nurture them. So that's the, in a sense, the process aspect. I'll call it process. You can call it something else. You can call it form. You can call it the structure. You could call it all sorts of things. But it needs to be part of your and our session practice. And it's an aspect that we have to attend to in order to enlist it as part of the myriad forms of the universe, which are this mind. This mind, heart, life that we are. Now, the craft of sashin, in a sense, is a different facet of this, a different facet because it's about how we maintain our ongoing practice, our ongoing experiencing, our ongoing koan, our ongoing life effort, our ongoing noticing of where we're entangled, our ongoing skillful effort. Now this craft is supported, of course, when we're sitting in a zendo with lots of other people, by the craft, if I call it that, the practice of all the others. Here, we are with all others on this thing called the internet, Zoom, or we call it something else, the universe that extends in myriad directions with myriad beings. So, though in one sense, it doesn't seem to be that support of the craft, the sashin practice effort support, and yet it's there. However, it's up to us to sense how it is there, to be nurtured and supported by it, to know that our practice is the practice of the universe. In a way, that's, I will be talking about this in the next few days, but in opening the session, I want to emphasize that this also needs our attention. And it also needs our attention in modulating how and what is appropriate practice effort, what is called for practice effort, for us to be the Sesshin atmosphere and know that Sesshin atmosphere is different because we're in a different condition, a different form than what we might expect Sesshin. But all of us have hopefully have been doing this for a while, and we've discovered that the universe is now different than anything we might have in our head about how and what a Sesshin should be. Hopefully we've been disabused of our self-centered dream. Even if our self-centered dream is the dream of a good Sesshin is in the Zendo when we're all together, etc., etc., that's a dream right now. Right now, for us, it's a dream. And we know it's a dream because the universe shows us. And even if we want otherwise, we keep getting, what should I say, slapped in the face by the universe the way it is today. Nothing lacking. This universe is the perfect cause and effect for our practice and for the practice of myriad beings. Whether we think there's something lacking or a problem, and nevertheless, that's our thoughts to notice caught in self-centered dream, holding the self-centered thoughts. Exactly as this is the perfect manifestation of the awakened life. It's our opportunity, and yet it requires our practicing, our wielding the craft of ongoing practice, of Sesshin practice, a craft that we've all are skilled to some extent at, and we can all learn more and deepen our craft because this is the nature of practice. In a way, this links up with some of the Dharma talks in the next few days, but I want to start it in the sense that start us reflecting on and taking responsibility for our practice as it is now, making practice effort when that's called for, as that's called for, and being sensitive to the different facets and aspects of this. How you do it? Well, we'll continue to explore that in our sitting, our walking, our sanzen, our activities throughout the day and throughout our practice. I think the logistics of Sesshin are clear, hopefully clear for us all at this point, and we can adjust as necessary. As you know, Mushin is the one who will be I'll use the word running this, in the sense that he's the one who is going to take control at least of the process on Zoom and the various forms. Everything is going to be adjusted on that end as needed. And it's up to each of us to take and be the mushin in control of the process on our end. So I think later this evening he will make various, Mushin will make various comments about cautions and precautions that we all need to be aware of. But let us begin by sitting together. So, thank you.